Let's get it started, everybody. 2015, welcome, welcome. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium. And for those who were at the Purium convention, I'm sure you got a little extra energy out of that Let's Get It Started riff to start out our new year from the Black Eyed Peas. So congratulations on being here in 2015 in the right place at the right time. And tonight's kickoff call is going to be really excited. I've got some great guests on with me as well. But before we get to that, I want to make a handful of important announcements and share a little perspective on where we sit right now and what the game plan is for 2015. So thanks for being part of our kickoff call. I heard people calling in from all over the United States and Canada. And one of the things that people wanted to hear about was Gold Rush. And I'm proud to say and excited to say that David Sandoval, Amy Venner, our owners, have decided to extend Gold Rush yet another month in the month of January, as is, exactly the way it is, with the same enrollment packs, the same business model, the same fantastic payout for this month. And I hope everybody takes full advantage of it. I mean, it's one of the most lucrative, if not the most lucrative, front-end payouts in the entire industry. So we're just putting up an updated compensation plan document, which should be up no later than tomorrow morning, which extends our Gold Rush, as well as our $500 Diamond Achievement Bonus. So both of those things are extended through the month of January, and we'll have some new announcements as we roll into regionals as to what we're doing with our enrollment packs in Gold Rush. And I can assure you it's still going to be very, very exciting, very, very fast, and maybe even more focused than we've had before to make it even simpler to get into the start of our business. And since our theme is Let's Get It Started, getting people started with a gold pack, with a platinum pack, with a party pack is really the best way to build a business right now with all the gift cards that are associated with it. So excited that our 2015 run is going to start with Gold Rush being extended as is for another 30 days. A big part of the new new 2015 and maybe the most exciting new tool that Purium has ever launched is our Prosper magazines. And our Prosper magazines are in-house, starting to ship out. So if you already ordered Prosper magazines, they should be on their way to you no later than tomorrow. And I hope that everyone understands the power of this tool, and I know David Scoltetti has some important things to say about how he's using Prosper Magazine. It's a third-party validation tool, perfect for healthy happy hours, perfect for one-on-one meetings, perfect for mailings, and there are 20 magazines for $70. It's a big savings off of the newsstand price, and Prosper Magazine is going to be a big, big part of our 2015 rollout as we move into the new year and become a company that's on the radar and doing things in a bigger, better way. So more on Prosper Magazine here a little bit later in the call. I just got off of a Transformation Group Cleanse call. Amy Venner is on day two of her Transformation Cleanse and has done an amazing job of sharing her inspiration and some of her personal story as to why she's been doing this cleanse and what it means for her. And we've had hundreds of people on both the last two nights. But this is just the first of four group cleanses that we're doing to kick off the new year. This first one started January 5th. We've got one coming up January 19th, February 2nd, February 16th. And, of course, you can join those conference calls or have your friends, your family, anyone who wants to do that group cleanse challenge with you join at any time. But we're going to be kicking them off and have people kind of moving together on the 5th, the 19th, and February 2nd and 16th. Speaking of moving together, we're going to be doing lots of moving together here at Crown Universities and regional events around the country. So check your events calendar in the back office. We also have a great new site specifically for Crown Universities called mycrownuniversity.com. And you'll get all the latest information, including the Eventbrite links, to sign up. So all of our events now require a sign-up, the Crown Universities as well as the regional events. And our first regional events in Oahu, Hawaii, David Sandoval and I are going to be going out there for the Saturday, January 24th. We have an Orlando, Florida event scheduled for February 7th, Tarrytown, New York, February 14th, and Long Beach, February 21st, and I believe all those Eventbrite links are up and ready to go, and we're going to be making some big announcements at those regional events. So exciting things going on right now to kick off the year. You know, this is our time of year, and it's the turning of the page, and people are naturally optimistic. They're naturally enthusiastic. There's just something that happens, you know, the first of the year where people can reflect back on what happened in 2014, but more importantly, project forward as to what they want, what they expect in 2015. And I know I've been doing a lot of that, and I've been talking to lots of people, lots of leaders in our company doing that. And it's really amazing to see what we accomplished as a group in 2014. You know, the sales numbers were 25 times bigger than we were 24 months ago. And I'm really proud of that. I'm proud of the number of new crowns that we have. I'm proud that we made the Inc. 5000 in 2013 and expect to make the Inc. 500 in 2014. But I'll tell you what I'm really excited about is I expect to be one of the fastest 50 growing companies. Not 5,000, not 500. I expect to be one of the 50 fastest growing companies here in the U.S. in 2015. And if we're one of the 50 fastest growing companies in 2015, that means we're one of the 2, 3, 4 fastest growing food and nutrition companies in the U.S. That means we're one of the 2, 3, 4 fastest network marketing companies in the U.S. And there are 20,000 network marketing companies that operate in the U.S., and you, today, coming into the new year, have positioned yourself in exactly the right place at exactly the right time with exactly the right company, because you're with one of a handful of companies that's going to be one of the fastest growing. Now, that doesn't guarantee your success. What it does is it puts you in the best position to succeed if you take action. And that's what it's all about right now, this time of year, is taking action, because what a lot of people don't understand, and having been in the industry for a few decades now that I do understand, is it's really about a lot of people doing a little bit. That's the key to network marketing, is having a lot of people do a little bit. And we're in the thick of transformation season right now, and people are making two resolutions. Lose weight, make more money. Lose weight, make more money. That's what people are focused on right now. And so number one, when you talk to somebody, in their mind, when you talk about a cleanse, a detox, a weight loss program, or you talk about the idea of handing out gift cards and making some money, they're going to immediately think, number one, hey, that's what's been on my mind. That's what I want to accomplish in 2015. That's what I want to project forward in my life for this year. And importantly, they're also going to immediately jump to, boy, I think that I know lots of other people who want to lose weight, who want to cleanse, who want to detox, who want to reset their metabolism, who want to eat cleaner and greener, who want to make some money. Boy, this could be fun from a business perspective. So people's minds are going to be so open right now. And what we saw in 2014, out of, you know, that 24 months of fantastic growth that we've had, the most magic window of growth by far was January, February, and March of 2014. So some of you on the line experienced that, and some of you probably say, oh yeah, I remember that. That was fun. That was exciting. That's when I advanced in rank a lot. And for those of you that are newer, you're saying, I'm not really quite sure what David's talking about right now, but I can assure you that once you get into action, once you attach the action to the optimism, you're going to have a much better sense of what I mean, because that's what it's all about right now, is plugging into that transformation mentality yourself, being a billboard for health and wellness, being a product of the product, and committing to a group cleanse to make sure that you, for your 2015 resolution, stick to them and show that you're moving forward every month, every week, every day, starting now. So being a product of the product, and then number two, sharing that with other people. And there are many ways that we have of sharing that success or that enthusiasm, and I'm not going to go into all the details tonight on how to share that. But I can tell you this, that we've got lots of people that are running right now, and so we're calling 2015 the run, because this is the time where we go from the Inc. 5000 list to the Inc. 500 list to the Inc. 50 list. this is the run where the big money is going to be made, and this is the run where Purium is going to become a household word. So rolling into January of 2016, you're going to look back and say, wow, that was a fun 12 months. That was a 12 months to remember as far as changing the trajectory, if you decide to, changing the trajectory of your financial situation. So that's what I'm excited about. That's who I want to run with. So that may not be everyone on the call, but obviously you're on the call for a reason. And if you are looking to run, I can just tell you that we just have so many things lining up perfectly. And we've got a third-party resource like Prosper Magazine, a lifestyle business magazine that's featuring us right on the cover, talking about our gift card marketing revolution. That is a key. You know, that is a hint. You know, success leaves clues. So that's a clue that, wow, we've got something front cover worthy. We've got a business model that's really unique. How do I get more gift cards in people's hands? So you can be posting on Facebook. You can be calling people. You can be texting people. You can be holding healthy happy hours, creating some excitement and energy to lead off the year, rolling right into our Crown Universities and regional events. So I'm just excited to be a big part of it, because I know that in February at regional events, one of the big things that we're going to be doing is we're going to be rolling out our new Dreams technology platform. We're going to have a new MyPurium.com website that's going to be really lifestyle-oriented, consumer-oriented, fantastic and easy to navigate, a new ordering process, a new enrolling process, going to be simpler and faster and more bulletproof. We're going to have a back office that's going to put management information and reporting right at your fingertips, right up front, so much more intuitive. And then importantly, we're going to have a phone app that's going to put us in the top handful of companies in the entire industry as far as having world-class information, CEO-type information coming right to your phone so you can take action and drive your business. So it all starts with the excitement and energy and personal momentum that you put into your health and to put in your business here over the next 30 days that'll carry you into regionals and have your business really growing. And, you know, the last thing I want to say before I bring on David Scolpetti is I want to say that that if you understand the power of exponential growth, if you understand what that curve looks like, if you understand what that hockey stick growth looks like, the key, and I was talking with David Sandoval about that today, the key is that first month. The key is that first bar in the bar chart. The bigger that first bar is, it starts to multiply and pay off huge dividends 3 and 6 and 9 and 12 months from now. So the more people you enroll, the more gift cards you hand out, the more Prosper magazines you get into the marketplace, the more healthy happy hours you hold, the more energy you put in right now, this week and this month, then it's going to pay off in February and in June and in November as we roll through the new year. And if there's somebody who understands and has mastered the concept of momentum, it's our next speaker, David Scolpetti. So he's a three-star crown with Purium. What you may not know about him is that he's really only represented one other company in his network marketing career other than Purium. He was with that company for 15 years. He built a sales organization that did over $500 million, $500 million in sales. And then he took a couple of years off, acted as a consultant, looked around the industry, and found us. And I'm happy that he did, and I think he may share a little bit about why he thinks that Purium is in such a great place. I mean, he found us 18 months ago. I know that he and his team have introduced more than 50,000 people to Purium through the gift card redemption program. And so he's got strategies. He's got this concept of momentum down pat. So, you know, I said that success leaves clues. He's built a company. He's built a sales organization. He's built a team that's done $500 million in nutritional sales. And I'm excited that he's going to help you to grow your business here at Purium. So I want to bring Dave Scolpetti on, and he can share a little bit about what he's thinking about going into 2015.
Awesome. Good evening, David. How are you?
I hope you can tell. Unbelievable. Unstoppable.
Yeah, unstoppable. The feeling is likewise. Well, excellent. Well, Dave, thanks for having me on the call. I appreciate that. And Good evening, everybody, and happy New Year to you all. Hope you're having a great evening, wherever you may be. Yeah, I'll tell you what, Dave, I appreciate the kind introduction, but I got to tell you, I've been in this profession for 20 years, and I've never been more excited than I am today. And it goes way beyond, you know, just the making money part of it. I mean, you know, if I really rewind this thing 18, 20 months ago, I guess, I really kind of knew what was going on here. The thing that really captivated me, first and foremost, was the nature of where the company was and I think where it could go. I mean, it was very clear to me. I've known Dave Sandoval since he private labeled a product for us back in the late 90s and certainly knew of the efficacy and product integrity that the company was putting out. But as you know, David, you and I have known each other for a long time. I mean, this gift card marketing concept, you know, really was just incubated for a while and then ultimately found its way to Purium. So that really, you know, captivated me even more. And then, of course, having the opportunity to, you know, work with you directly and really kind of massaging things out, everything from the story, you know, to some of the marketing materials and bringing the right tool sets in with sound concepts, among other things, everything's really come together. And so, you know, when I look back on 2014, I mean, obviously we had a huge success. I don't think we need to go over the numbers. I mean, going from whatever it was, 700,000 to, you know, 3.5 million a month in sales is huge. But beyond that, some of the key points for me last year were we created the foundation of leaders, you know, which is really, really critical to grow a successful network marketing business. It's that it's not so much to get the leadership, but get the quality of leadership, you know, that takes the win. And I can just tell you, you know, a couple of weeks ago we had our crown trip in Arizona, and what I kind of observed, and you know, I'm kind of like somewhat of an introvert. So I don't, you know, I can be outgoing at times, but I like really sitting back and observing and listening to people talk and stuff. And you know, what I observed is we have a group. I think there was 18 crowns there. They were entrepreneurial. They were fun loving. They were focused. They were committed. They're mission driven. They're just chock full of integrity, and their energy was just over the top. I mean, it was just all for the right reasons. So that was very, very refreshing to me. And on top of that, there was some unity amongst everybody, which was great. The other thing that really kind of was really a key point last year was that the systems that we put in place, you know, have been refined. You know, we launched that healthy happy hour kit. You know, we got all our conference calls and really got our cadence down with that platform. We brought sound concepts in, you know, for marketing tools to really, you know, make us look more professional. And so really, I mean, as I see it, you know, where we were 18 months ago and where we are today is almost night and day. But here's the awesome, super awesome part is that, you know, when you guys launch this new tech platform, it's going to be a complete facelift and nobody's even going to recognize it. And so that was important. And then last but not least, you know, there was the event structure, which in my opinion, in my experience, you know, this is an events-driven business. And that events structure was put in place pretty solidly last year. A lot of the kudos has to go to the Hawaii-based team because, you know, when we went back there in middle 2013 and, you know, I kind of taught them about events and driving events, they got it. You know, they put on some amazing Super Saturdays, which ultimately have become Crown Universities. They did great regional events, and they really just did an unbelievable job, an unbelievable blueprint as to what the event structure should look like. And then, of course, it all culminated in August of last year where we had our first national convention, which by all standards was a huge success. I mean, we had 700 people there. Some would think that would be relatively modest, but I mean, all things being equal, that was a huge success. And of course, you know, everything that we learned through the year is really kind of positioning us for this year. Now, having said that, my vision for this year, be it 2015, I'm coining it in my mind as the year of leadership. And what I mean by that is, you know, we have this baseline of leadership that I was talking about, the diamond leadership and crown leadership, but it's really the year of those leaders, we leaders, if you will, going out and finding the next layer of leadership and really bringing them into, you know, our culture, the community we're doing, the foundation that we've really built, and really just tuning up the engine. So it's the year of leadership, it's the year of attraction. We're still in formulation phase of the company, but we do have a focus on creating some momentum. So, you know, this year we went, from 2 crowns to 18 crowns. I think, you know, my personal goal is to have 50 crowns at the crown event this year. So let's say we go from 18 to 50 plus crowns. That's big. You know, and how are we going to do that? Well, to do that, I think we're going to have to create 50 new markets. And my definition of a market is an area. It could be, gosh, it could be Wichita, Kansas. It could be any market in particular. But it's a market that can create a couple leaders who can amass a group of people of at least 50 or more that can conduct a Crown University and really launch the market. And so those who are out there, you know, in areas where there are going to be Crown Universities, you're considered a semi-developed market, but we need to take those to a new level. And for those of you out there that are just feel like you're almost floating on an island, you're in an area where there's really not many Purium promoters, and that's the most of the country, quite frankly, that's the markets we're looking to do. So we're looking to open 50 new markets. I think we can go out and put somewhere between 75,000 and 100,000 new members in the system this year. And it'd be great. I mean, I'm a big numbers guy, but don't hold me to it, but I think we can make it a $100 million company this year. And I think that's unbelievable relative to where we were 24 months ago. So the next question probably on people's minds is, you know, okay, that sounds great. You know, how are we going to get there? Well, I will tell you through my experience, it all starts with leadership. It all starts with the unity of leadership. Okay, there has not ever been a company in the history of this industry, in my opinion, that my viewpoint anyhow, that has gotten from, you know, a startup, if you will, where they want to be, to hundreds of millions of dollars in sales with not having unity amongst their leaders. And I'm just super pleased to be able to say that the unity amongst the leadership, obviously Ian Farrar, you know, started this endeavor 10 years ago, and you know, was very gracious to us when we came on board, you know, 18 months ago. And, you know, I think the combination of the way we've worked together over the last year and a half really has kind of got things cooking. And the way that, like I said, we were together in Arizona a couple weeks ago, it was just clear to me that we're on the same page and great things are ahead. So it does start with unity. The second thing that's necessary, especially at the front end of a run, as you're calling it, is what I would consider a massive exposure campaign, okay? And what that basically means is individually and collectively, we put together a campaign to go out and tell the world, tell the story of Purium, tell the story of the 10-day transformation, not onesie and twosie, but all out massive action in doing it. I'm going to talk about that in a moment, okay? And then the third key component of how we're going to get there is we're going to have the mindset, okay, we've got to maybe either have or develop the mindset and the posture to just go out and help others advance. And I can tell you, I said this to the Crown leadership a couple weeks ago, we need to check our egos at the door. We need to, you know, look ourselves in the mirror, then break the mirror, okay? And look forward with no other mission of, other than helping other people. And it's been my experience that servant leadership mentality is what really carries companies in and out of this profession, okay, but which really carries companies. So, you know, the unity, the mass exposure campaign, helping others advance mentality are really significant things that I think everybody needs to get their head around. Now, before we get into that, what should you be thinking? We've done a lot of business planning sessions over the last week, you know, really getting the wheels turning here in 2015. And one thing that I've told all the Crown calls that I've done over the last week is that you obviously need to set your goals. And those goals, you know, need to be two types, okay? The first type is about rank, you know, rank advancement. Now, we are a very product-driven company, and that's a really good thing. As a matter of fact, this is one of the few companies that I can think of off the top of my head where you can legitimately go out and build a loyal customer base or a customer franchise, as I like to call it. And so, but then that's great. But the thing that makes this thing really roll, just to be honest with you, is rank advancement. Because if you set a goal of ranking, whether it be consultant, director, executive, diamond, or any other position for that matter, and you go out and help others advance in order to achieve that, what obviously happens with the nature of our compensation plan is people get paid, right? They get paid. We have a very fruitful, you know, upfront plan, but there's these achievement bonuses and there's these matching bonuses and all that things helps people get paid. And if you can go from 1 month to the next, over an extended period of time, with that rank advancement goal mindset, awesome things could happen. That's how we grew so fast, and it's just by design. I mean, there's no secret behind it, right? The second part is your activity goals. Now, the key thing here is to understand that these, what activity goals are. And I call them income-producing activities. So, you know, if it's the number of exposures you're going to make, the number of phone calls you're going to make, the number of texts you're going to send out daily to schedule appointments, you know, how many healthy happy hours you're doing, how many you're going to and assisting with, how many events you're promoting or attending. I mean, they are all income-producing activities. So you got to set your goals around those and know what you're doing every single day. You know, plan your plan weekly, but implement daily, okay? And then once your goals are in place, you know, then it comes down to, you know, understanding the event structure. And I'm going to keep this real simple for everybody to understand, but this is all by design. I think, quite frankly, the four-spoked, you know, or four-pronged event structure that we have is about the best I've seen in this profession. And it all starts at home with the healthy happy hours. And that's what drove our business last year. I mean, there's a lot of business that's done on Facebook, a lot of business done one-on-ones and face-to-face, but it was the gathering of people doing healthy happy hours, telling some story, pushing play, you know, having some drinks, and then walking people through enrollments and offering $50 gift cards. That's really what drove this business. So it's no different this year. So if there's one piece of advice I could give everybody on this call, you know, this evening is, you know, either individually or collectively, go out over the next, you know, next couple of days and schedule a series of healthy happy hours over the next month. And this is independent of all the other events because that's going to be the feeder system to the next level of events, which are Crown Universities. Now, you mentioned them briefly, David, but the Crown Universities, and you mentioned the website, mycrownuniversity.com. You can go and get a little information about, you know, what it's all about. You can see all the locations we have. But this is a training event. This isn't necessarily a recruiting event. This is a roll up your sleeves, you know, bring your notepad, pull out your paper. You know, we're actually going to provide notebooks, workbooks rather. But this is where you're going to get the nuts and bolts of how to build the business, what you do, how you say it, you know, some of the, you know, the words that work, and really just an absolute plan to go diamond in 90 days. So if that's your goal, initial goal anyhow, then you need to get to a Crown University. Now we have these events, you know, we actually have 9 or 10 events happening in the month of January. We have one in Arizona and Florida this weekend. The following weekend, we're in Long Beach, California, and New York, so the whole Northeast, whether you're in Philadelphia, New Jersey, New York, up through Connecticut, Maine, wherever you may be, that's your event, okay? There's also a Northern California event in San Rafael. And then the following weekend, there's events in Chicago, there's events in Maryland and Texas. And then the last weekend of the year, there's an event in Las Vegas. So these Crown Universities are going to be a staple. This time next year, I think the month of January, February, there'll be 50, 60 Crown Universities going throughout the company. Matter of fact, I think there'll be 50 going on in September and October this year, if we execute the way I think we're going to. So that's the second step, you know, in the hierarchy of events. And then there's our regional events that you spoke of, David. You know, this is great. The company sponsors these events. They're putting a lot of resources to them. These are really going to be almost like mini conventions for us, which is amazing when you look at it, where we are and the time of year and stuff and all the new announcements, whether it's the product programs, the marketing tools, the websites, all that kind of stuff. So really, really super excited about that. So there's four events. There's the one in Oahu on the 24th. You've got the event in South Florida, or actually Orlando on the 7th of February. Northeast New York and on Valentine's Day on the 14th and then the 21st in Long Beach, California. All I can say about this, everybody, is pick the one that's closest and most convenient to or where you're going to have the most team members and get there, okay? And so with all that said, let me just transition to how to basically, you know, what you should be thinking and then talk about this Prosper here. Number one, I'll tell you what I'm doing, and then you guys can either copy it or take it for what it's worth. I'm relaunching my business. Okay, so if you're brand new to this business, you want to launch the business. If you're like me or you've been around for a while, you want to relaunch your business. Make a decision you're going to build the business. Commit the time and resources. Become a walking billboard. Go out in one of these group transformations and put yourself in the best shape possible. You know, get back to the network notebook. Expand or recreate your list. And do a campaign, as I mentioned. Now, the campaign that I'm personally getting behind, that I think is a total game changer, is the campaign to Prosper with Prosper. It's all about Prosper Magazine. And why, you may ask, okay? You know, David talked about how this is a, you know, professional third-party document magazine that tells the story in a very compelling way. And here's the thing. You've heard the saying, facts tell, stories sell. This whole thing is about stories. It's about the Dave Sandoval story. It's about the Amy Venner story. It's about the 10-day transformation story, the gift card marketing story, the lifestyle story they're offering, and then dozens of really successful stories from the field. Now, let me tell you why this is so key. This magazine, okay, above any other tool you can imagine, it almost completely eliminates a lot of the objections and questions that you have. In other words, you know, people, when you approach them about a product or you approach them about an opportunity, they're wondering about the ownership. They're wondering about the viability and the stability. They're wondering about the products, you know, and the efficacy of it. They're wondering about, you know, are people making money, et cetera, et cetera. This answers all that. So it's really just disarms the whole situation, and it's powerful. So it's obviously low cost. It's got that coffee table shelf life to it. And so what I'm suggesting everybody do is very simple. Go to your back office if you haven't done so already and order your Prosper magazines. Order as many as you can possibly afford. The secondary pieces that I'm putting with my packages that I'm handing out and mailing out are the transformation brochure and a gift card. And if you run out of gift cards, get the peak interest cards through puremgear.com. But ultimately, that 1-2-3 approach, the magazine, the brochure, and the gift card, is going to be extraordinarily powerful. You know, we've got a commitment as a company to do 25,000 of those magazines. I think we'll sell 25,000 before the end of the month. I think we need to go out as a team and go out and purchase and put on the street 50,000 Prosper magazines in the next 3 to 4 months. And I'm here to tell you, if we do that, I guarantee it that those that put them in people's hands, the people who read it will order or enroll in your business. So we put 50,000 of them out there on the street in the next 3, 4, 5, 6 months maximum. You can only imagine what's going to happen. And the only question I would have for everybody is how many of those magazines, how many of those exposures, you know, do you want to have happening on your particular team? So, David, I appreciate the time. Like as I mentioned, I'm super, super excited about where we're at right now. And, you know, it's there to own, David. You know, honestly, it's theirs for everybody to own. And, you know, our future is certainly bright. And, all the tools and all the hard work and everything you're doing behind the scenes is playing a big role in that. So, you know, 2015 is going to be an epic year for those that participate with us.
Well, fantastic. There was a lot of specifics, and I like your vision for Prosper Magazine. I love the concept of relaunching your business. And, you know, one of the things I'm really excited about as far as this company is we have a lot of female leadership and a lot of female energy, but tonight you're getting a large dose of male energy and especially David male energy because you got David Litt, David Scolpetti, and I believe David Sandoval is also on the speaker line to wrap up tonight's call. So we got the three Davids on the call. David Sandoval, are you on?
I am. Could you hear me?
I can. Well, fantastic. Well, why don't you share your thoughts about kicking off 2015, getting it started?
Well, I could say that tonight's call was in 3D, I guess, if you want to put it that way.
For sure.
Since we got the 3Ds on the line. But, you know, the truth of the matter is that this is such a unique time in history that I don't know if the people realize it when you're going through a time like this. But in case you didn't really pay attention, you know, our company is in momentum where we're gone from being one of the 5,000 fastest growing companies in a country where there are 5 million companies or more. I mean, literally. We're going to go to the top 500 and the top 50, I have no doubt. And in that, in the doing of that, you have to remember that all of the money is going to be made by you guys. And the best advice that, you know, that you could get is the advice that was given about making other people successful in order to attain your own success. And when you do that, you will have trained other people to do the same. And that's a momentum that it's a selfless momentum that can self-perpetuate. A selfish momentum could only teach other people to be selfish. And when everybody's being selfish, there's not enough for anybody. And when nobody's being selfish, there's more than enough for everybody. So the mentality of abundance that says that I've got enough, let me help you get some, is very, very powerful, more powerful than anyone ever knows until they practice it. So thank you, David Scolfetti, for that. More importantly, you have to understand that when you go to build something that could be very powerful, very quickly, and yet sustainable, that's not easy. With Purium, you could very quickly rise to an impressive level of compensation. You could very quickly impress people with an immediate transformation. It's only 10 days. You get transformations happening in just 10 days. You get compensation happening in just 10 days with our weekly payouts. And when you have those stories, when you have transformations, you have momentum, you have fuel. And what's beautiful about our business model is every time you make money, you're making money because you're giving somebody the opportunity to become a testimonial so that either they or you could bring more people into the business and produce more income. Results are income. We produce the results for you because of the quality of our products. You will produce the income by doing nothing more than learning how to effectively share legitimate, effective, long-lasting, life-changing results with somebody. There's no downside here. And I love a company that has all upside. There are very few companies in the world that have all upside. So 100 million is definitely within our sights and our absolute goal this year. If you talk to David Litt, it's 90. If you talk to me, it's 110. So let's split the difference. 100 million is our absolute goal this year. And you guys are going to help us to get there. Now, when you have a 100 million company, $100 million company that pays out between 40 and 50% of that to the field, that means that there's $40 to $50 million to be made, unless I'm just bad at math. And that money is sitting out there. It's waiting for you to connect yourself with it, to be quite honest with you. So I rarely talk about money, but I love free enterprise. I love free enterprise because free enterprise is both the most powerful and most punishing of all influences. It could reward you greatly or it could punish you. And unfortunately, it has an unfortunate effect of rewarding unethical companies in the short term and really trying ethical companies in the short term. But the beautiful part is once the ethical companies make it through that initial fire and they prove that they're here the way we have, that then they become unstoppable. And those companies that got lucky and made a bunch of money right off the bat before everybody got wise to them, they fall like lead balloons. And we've seen it happen. So the last thing I want to say, David, is two things. One, when I started my radio shows in New York City, I always said, some people think that I'm Chicken Little, but I think I'm Paul Revere, and only time will tell. Well, time has told. There was a true crisis in America, and we are doing the right thing, battling it every day. The second thing I want to say is there are two type of companies, and David Scolfetti will be able to attest to this. There are some I call fireworks companies, and everybody loves a fireworks show. Boom, 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 bang, 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 bright lights. Every head in the room, or excuse me, every head on the street is looking up to the sky and in amazement, and you can't take your eyes away. But all of a sudden, the bang, bang, boom, boom is gone. The bright lights diminish, and there's nothing left but smoke and some ashes falling to the earth. Those are firework companies, and they're so impressive that it's hard not to buy into them. And then there's companies that are different. These are the companies that take time to form they are not always as, you know, as bang, bang, boom, boom, pretty. But in the end, they form something permanent in the sky, and that's called a star. And for eternity, sailors will be able to take their sextants to the sky and use that star as a way to have surety in their direction, to know that they're headed the right way. And so we had every intention. I believe that we are on our way to becoming that star in the sky that you could set your sextant to. That's an old term. It's a tool that helps a sailor find his way when he's lost at sea. And we want to be that star. And we don't want to be a fireworks show. And we never will be. But believe me, we've got some bright lights. And we've got some really exciting fireworks to show you. But we are not a fireworks show. We're a star company. We want to be here for a long, long time. And that's the last thing I have to say tonight.
Well, that's fantastic. And that's a great analogy, you know, sharing the difference between long-term serious companies versus short-term companies that are willing to do whatever it takes to make something happen but may not be there for the long term. And we appreciate you and Amy putting decades of groundwork and, you know, deep, deep roots into this company and a big foundation and infrastructure to support the kind of growth that we're going to have here this year. And that's the difference is, you know, by being around, by standing the test of time, by staying true to your values and integrity, you know, it provides a certain direction for us as a company and as a field organization. And so it's exciting to be here now where, you know, that bamboo is coming out of the ground and shooting up very quickly and very powerfully and getting all that we deserve. So, and you're right, your math is dead on, you know, $40 to $50 million worth of commissions for the people on the phone and their friends, family, and others that they lead to this transformation into this company. So really, really great call. A little longer than usual, but it's the beginning of the year, so we felt we had to give you all three Davids here on one call. Tomorrow night, Dave Sandoval will be doing his Meet the Owners call, as always, talking about products. So glad you're listening. Hope you got a couple of nuggets, some inspiration, some ideas that give you a better sense of where we're going. I'm going to open up the line so everyone can say goodbye. And I will play a little Let's Get It Started from the Black Eyed Peas as well.
Hello, this is Joaquin.
Hey, mil gracias, gracias, gracias.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Go Vegas.
Go Vegas. Andrew Davidson. Chiming out. Chiming out.
Hello from Vegas.
From
New York.
Thanks, David.
Thanks, David. Bye from Barrie, Ontario.
Hello, David. This is Mike from Utah.
Thanks for the 3 D's. This is Bruce from Tustin, California.
Bye from Florida.
Renee from Redondo Beach, California. Watch out, I'm coming.
Yes, from Chicago.
One from Vegas.